Manuscript Releases, Volume 10. Mr. Number 780. Work for the Cities of the East, Audio. Here we are, July 3rd. Our journey was rather trying from South Lancaster, Massachusetts, to Portland, Maine. The cars seemed inferior and there were some who for a time could not obtain seats. I had a seat with a stranger and the cars were crowded. We thought this a very uninteresting part of our journey. At Portland we found my nephew for whom we were looking and whom I had never seen, the son of my twin sister who has been dead several years. We had a hearty reception. My nephew's influence helped to obtain the land on which to pitch our tents, and there was plenty of room. He and his wife were glad to meet us. They are members of the Baptist Church. They are well located and he is well situated. He has his business to attend to a store and we have not seen much of him. His wife appears to be an excellent woman. They have one child who is off at school in Gorham to obtain an education in a favorable location. We feel deeply over Portland. We have not been here for many years. We were acquainted with Portland when the Great Advent Movement was going on in 1840 to 1843, when Father William Miller, Elder J. V. Hymes, and many of the leading important speakers were giving the testing message. For years the warning was given in this important city of Portland, and the power of God attended the message. But time has been passing and I was given an important message for the people. For many years there has not been a special work carried forward, and now we are here and much light has been given me recently that Portland and these cities in the eastern states, that ought to have been labored for many years ago, must be worked. For years very little has been done to build up the work that ought to have been done in many places. Proper men should have been duly appointed and special efforts made, and not leave such a place almost destitute of help. Workers must now be appointed who will make most determined efforts, working and praying and drawing in even cords. Men must be appointed who will first lay hold of the Lord's gracious promises and then, under subjection to the Holy Spirit, do the very work which has been neglected, build a church or hire a suitable place to build up the work, all under the Holy Spirit's guidance. Read Acts and learn the lessons brought to view in the first chapter and following chapters, especially the first chapter. This whole history is of importance to the setting of things in order. We need to encourage a special work to be done. Jesus went about all the cities and villages teaching in the synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. When he saw the multitudes he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then said he unto his disciples, "The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." Matthew 10 verses 1 to 10 quoted. This chapter is an important one. There is an important message to bear to the people. You will be called to many places, and as you respond, the burden will come to you. You have no time to lose. Our people need now to seek the Lord decidedly to understand that in our conference there is to be a change made. There is to be a division of the working fields and centers made that will give appropriate governing power to each section. Officers are needed with well-balanced minds to give proper attention to such fields as Portland and other parts of Maine that need help. This neglect is to be remedied as fast as possible. Departments must be organized and workers chosen who will assume responsibilities in the fear of God. Some mistakes may be made in choosing men, but let the divisions be made. Have a force of working men who will consent to be worked. And then have the different sections come together in quarterly meetings and compare notes, and counsel together. Our cities in the East have been passed by and scarcely worked at all. The question was asked, "What have you done for these cities?" God asks it. The Lord looks upon this neglected work and declares, "Divide, and change, and re-elect if necessary, but be sure that self is first under rule to God." The Lord is displeased that so large a work, embracing such vast responsibilities, is permitted year after year to be borne by so few the same men when the special message has been over and over set before the general conference that specified centers are to be made. We feel now an intensity of burden for places that the last messages have not yet reached. There are the eastern states left unwarned. What will we do to get the truth before cities and in the highways and the byways that have never heard the warning? Christ has pointed them out distinctly. Oh, that the Lord would work upon human hearts, and the truth might bear its weight with power and be felt in its purity. Now is our time and opportunity to let the light shine forth in clear, distinct rays from the word of the Lord. Truth and righteousness are to go before us to the people. The work is to be carried forward in earnest, sincere labor, and in the pure gospel simplicity. How many restraints are continually raised up lest some means shall be called for in needy places. I am to lift up my voice of warning, for the work has not made a beginning in many places, but many hindrances have been suggested where the Lord designed only encouragement. Urgency should be given, and these hindrances are to be removed. Men of faith are needed, who will not put up the bars, because there will be need of means to start the work. There is now to be a change, and there must be division of responsibility to remedy the neglect. The same men are not to be selected for all responsibilities, for their past showing is not a confirmation of their wisdom or correct bearings. We have come to a place where there must be a change in the administration. One set of men are not always to stand as qualified for the bearing of large responsibilities. Men are needed who evidence that they are ruled by the Lord and controlled by strictest integrity. I am pained to say there needs to be a change of elements. The present showing is not correct in the sight of God. Many things that should have been done have not been done. Many souls that might have been reached, and the truth bear a decided victory, have not been reached. Nothing has been done in large neglected centers because of the necessity of means to do the work. It is time that a change is made, that the neglected cities are entered everywhere in America. In different sections, men are to be appointed to care for these different sections.